didn't really layer. Rashi says abosu means kol uber, the whole fetus. In other words, when you made the shechita for the maisa, it's called now the has a shem eichel on it. The behemoth and the fetus has a shem eichel, and the yad is sticking outside has a tumas eivim minachay on it, has a tumas like an avela. So since you didn't cut it off yet, it's now metame the eichel. So therefore, even though you cut it off later, it's called maga nevela. It's like the uber is touching that nevela. Therefore, the uber now that has a shem eichel after the shechita becomes tamei. These are words of Rabbi Meir. The chum and the chum say maga treifa shechita. No, it's something similar, like it's touching a treifa shechita. In other words, the shechita of the mother helps enough to say that that yad that's sticking outside has no more tumas nevela on it. It feels like a shechita was done to it. So even though the shechita of the mother does not help on the yad on the hand of the fetus that's outside the womb to make it mutar b'achila, but our kohanim is considered that the shechita helps for it, at least it takes off the tumas nevela. So therefore, when you cut off that yad, it's not considered maga, the boss of the rest of the fetus, is like not touching a nevela, but it's only touching a trace of shechita which has no tumor. Therefore, it's tohor. The Mor says, Ketonim Mias Resh. What do we learn in the Resh? There is a Brisa. The Mor says, now, Koponim Ketonim Mias Resh. What do we learn in the Resh over here? At Hoitzi Uberes Yodai. It is Uber the fetus first put out its hand before Shechitas Aim. And then Bechzir, it returned it back inside. Viacha Kach Shachar Esimah. And then you made a Shechita. And the mother says, Mutta Biachila. It's Mutta Biachila Stan. So Pashtis, my love doesn't mean to say, Aiva. But even the Eva, this Yad, that's outside, is also Mutta Bachila. So again, not like a Yidra Mashmuel. So Mora says, Lei, Ataya Uber, it's only going on the fetus itself, that's Mutta Bachila. So the Gemara, Iya Uber, for talking about now the fetus, is so Eim is safe, what does the safe say? It says Shachar, it says Imoy. It says Tishach, the mother, Viyach, Kacha, Zira, and then the fetus returned, it's Yad, is also Bachila, it's also Bachila. So the question is why? The uber, we're talking about the uber itself, the fetus itself, also, why is it also? Lemaisa b'shah shechita same, it was inside the stomach. Only the yad was outside. So good, the yad at most should be also. But how could you tell me the whole uber itself was also? So the answer is, k'diyom Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, l'nitzchok, not the chiddush over here, is that says zasuyom, and the chlam, about it's not the actual uber itself. About the actual uber itself that was inside b'shah shechita is mutter v'chilom. That's not gay, that it's also Achila, a part of the Uber means, and the Mokim Chatach. It just means the Mokim Chatach, we have to cut it off. Again, here the case was, where the hand was outside the Shashchita, so, and then it's brought back in again. So since the Shashchita was outside, the Yad outside has not got a trefer on it, and you have to cut it off. So when you cut it off now, you cannot just cut off the exact Mokim, you have to cut off a little bit from inside the fetus itself. So that little part of the fetus that has to be cut off now also with the yad, that's what's called osa b'achila. That's called the mokum chatach, the mokum you have to cut it off now. That's his halacha of Nachman Reb Yitzchok. So Achinam here also, this time this b'risa also the same thing. The mitzvah, the chiddush b'risa is, and the mokum chatach, so the mokum where you cut it off are the yad. But you can't just cut off exactly the mitzumsa where it was out, but you have to cut a little bit off from the inside of the fetus itself. That's called part of the fetus is also. But only that little part, not more. Moses says, Amy, it's not that way, it's not true. Vokiyosi Yavinu, when Avini came. Vivei Chuzoi from Chuzoi. Also he came, the Yaisi must need to be. He came and he brought a Braisa with him. The Braisa says like this. He brought a Braisa like this, it says, Parsa Hechsi Ochol. The question means the case where the feed, the Uber, stuck out its parsa, stuck out its hoof, and then it brought it back in again. And now you make a shechit the same. Ochel, poshet mashmilad, eat the parsa itself. Parsois, let's say the uber stuck out two of its hooves, it went outside the animal, and then it brought it back in again. Hechzer, brought it back in again. Echel, mashmilad, eat. So, chul, my love doesn't need to say the price, hechzer, parsa, ochel. Parsa. That when the animal, the fetus, brings back its parsa, its hooves, you now, and then you made the shechit the same. You even allowed to eat the pasta was outside. So again, mashm, even the uber, the yad that was outside, because mutter b'shchita. So what's the law? Could have snapshot the price of law? Hechzer Pasa Echalub, just meant to say, if the hooves were brought back in again, and then you make a shchita, so just the uber itself you're allowed to eat. So where's the question? E uber, if we're talking about the uber itself that never went out yet, so my ira hechzer, what do you have to say? The case is that the hooves were brought back in again. I feel like hechzer nami. Even if the hooves were not brought back in, even if they're still outside, but so what? It should be muta bachino. The uber itself. Again, this amr of Nachum by Yitzchak, Lenitzchak, the chiddush of this bracer is, El Mokan Chatach. The afkumina is, if the yad, the hoof is still outside, Bishashkita, so now when you got to cut off the hoof, it can't stand cut off next to the, the exact Mokan, but you have to go in a little bit and cut off a little bit of the fetus itself. That's not afkumina. If it was brought back in before Shkita, then you don't have to cut off from the fetus. It's enough just to cut off exactly with Simpson, the part that was outside. That's not communion, it was brought back before Shkita, Lemokon Chatach. You have to cut off a little bit more of the fetus or not. So Morris still says, for a Trey Kroy Konosiv Lo, the Chur of two different Sukkim we're bringing down over here. So my love, this Parasech, Parasech, like two different Sukkim we're dashing here. Rashi says, Mosidi Gmolen, Afsamach Tef, dashing these two Sukkim. It says the behemoth teichlu or pasta pasta tichsiv bay. Yeah, so the psukim were dashing. So the Gemara is my love isn't talking about chad. One person needs to be matal yever. The chad the mokum chatach. That there are two psukim. One tach is matal even the yever itself. But with one person going to know the mokum chatach. But then the second person teaching us the whole yever is mutter. So it says Lord, no chad the mokum chatach. For chad lekolot. The Meir Pora. The second pasuk is another chiddush. And the first pasuk is Lemakom Chatach, meaning to say that if it was hechzer brought back again, so then you could cut off exactly mitzumsim. You don't have to take off more from the fetus. Whereas if the yad was still outside, then you have to take off from the fetus a little bit more. But the second pasuk is not to be mater the uber, not to be mater the aver itself. To say the yad is mutter. No, the yad could be its also. The second pasuk is liklate b'meye poro and valib Reb Shimon kontra Reb Shimon. Now the halacha of lekolot b'meye poro means where a poro, where a cow became pregnant, and the fetus inside, his hooves are not cut, are not split, they're flat hooves. That's called kolot, which really is a simin of a behemoth t'meya. So going now lib Reb Shimon, the what the Yom Reb Shimon holds that kolot ben poro is also. It means if a poro, if a cow gives birth to the baby, and the behemoth now, the baby, its hooves are not split, it's kolot, he holds its also, even though it comes out of a cow, and usually a yotzim in our Torah is tor, Shimon knows since it has the money, tamei, it becomes tamei. But chiddush is, hani milu, when do I say that? That the vlad is also, that teichid the yotzli avroilim, only when it came out, after it's born, came out on the world. But here in the case, we have Yeshech, the mother, the poro, and inside the mother you find this uber, that its hooves are not split, Ishari, it's mutter. That's what the second pasuk is teaching us now, that what's inside, the uber that's inside, is still mutter bachila. Benachnami, only the part that's inside. The part that came outside, that's not awesome. Now, Ulu Amar Rabbi Yechon, Ulu says over there, Rabbi Yechonon, Ve'evarat my mutter, he dingsach. And he says, no, even the piece that's outside, that's also mutter if it came back in again, v'shchita sein. Oh, Malay Rav Yehuda Lula, I, v'ho Rav, v'shmud, yama tevay, they both say, not like you, they both say, v'ratzme is also. So, oh, Malay, he said back to him, my nyoyev lon, me afro the Rav Shmuel, who would give me some dirt, like, from Rav Shmuel, or my leader in Nayan, I put it into my eyes, meaning to say, like, I hold a lot from what they're saying. But what can I do with Elohoch Yom Rav Yechonon? This is what Rav Yechonon said. Elohoch Yom Rav Yechonon, Ulu saying over them Rav Yechonon, that Hakol Hoye Bechlau. Everything was Bechlau, the Pesach of Bosa, Basay, the Treif, Bosa, Basa, the Treif, Lo Teichlu. Anything you find outside the Mechitus, like, is also Bechila. But so really, this hand that comes outside, the hand of the uber that comes outside really should be us, it should be treifa. But not kishapor b'chua kos, the Torah says a prat, gabe chatis, she yosus tochus b'mechim tzasam, v'chos rizasa, we have a korban chatzis, but you bring it outside, it's mechitza. So that's a psul yetzi on it. Even though you bring it back inside again, it still remains also. So the idea is chatzis, so the part of Rachmana bo. So by chatzis, it is a prat to say that it's also. I will call mili, anything else. Keep on the hard shari, once it returns, it comes back inside again, it becomes mutabachino. So if even though this yad of the uber, the shas that went outside, has a psul trefer on it, but later when it comes back in again, it becomes mutter. That's Ulmer's din, the name of Rabbi Yochanan. On this Mesra, I have a question. It says, both of us said the trefer of Teichlu, that not Tamilim was supposed to come to teach us. So it's like this. Refisha Metzini by Maise Sheni, we found Aloha by Maise Sheni, and Ubikurim by Bikurim. Rafa Pishi Yotzachusim Chitzosan. Even when you take these pairs of Maise Sheni and the pairs of Bikurim, and you take them outside Yerushalayim, the chos will then you bring it back inside Yerushalayim mutar, that you'll eat the Maaseh Sheni still or the Bikurim. If so, Yochlai would have to say, Af Zeh came, the same thing applies by Bosa beside a treif also. Talmudim, it says no treifu, there's a treifu. Once it's chal, a psu treifu on the behemoth, on the meat, it remains a treifu. So the chura, it means to say the chura, this Eva, once it went outside, it still remains also. Not like Ula, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. So Mora says, my Tamud, what the Lima here? I'm a rabbi, Kitrefer, I look like a Trefer. My Trefer, a regular Trefer. Kivrin, Shinitra, once it becomes a Trefer. Shuvain, Lehetra, once it behemoth becomes a Trefer. There's no way to matter anymore. So the same thing, Abu Boss, the same thing as meat. Kivrin, Shiosa, Chutsa, Mechitza, say, once it goes outside the Mechitza, it's Shuvain, Lehetra, it has no more Hetra anymore. It's a Lechura, Tiyufta, Dila, Tiyufta. It should be Kashra Numa. Here it's Mashma. Once the Avra goes outside the Behemoth, they get Nisa Trefu on it. The Nisa Trefu remains and can't go off anymore. Even though it's brought back inside again, it still remains also. So, Mora says, look at the Tiyufta Nula. Some amount, what we just said before. The Fisha Matina, since we found the Maitishenu Bikurim. So, the Awata, when they go outside, they could come back in again. So, the Gemara Hechim Matina, where do we find this clear? Yes, here the Pesach says, you cannot eat b'sherecho ma'isa degoncho. So dashim b'sherecho d'leteichol. Avo yot v'chutz v'chitzosan v'chozru mutarim. So yes, the pasuk says leisuch lecho b'sherecho means outside Yerushalayim you can eat ma'isa sheni. So this b'sherecho d'leteichol only outside Yerushalayim. Avo yot if it goes outside Yerushalayim chutz v'chitzosan v'chozru goes back in again mutarim. That's what I said, but my Sashen will be cooler if it comes back into Yerushalayim, Avad is still not eat it. Now, but my Rav in Eretz Yisrael, Master Rav, they learn like this, that Rav Merav says, Yesh Leda Le'evorim, they learn like this, that the cloud of Yesh Leda Le'evorim, even if only one Aver comes out, it's sort of like a Leda. Means to say, when the Yad comes out of the animal, it's also, even though it comes back in again. And, Rabbi Yechon, no, ain't Leda Le'evorim, no, that the hand goes out and then comes back in again, it's not cool like later, it becomes mutter. My benayu, ika benayu, lemeisa miyuti eva shebechnim, to ask for this little meat eva that's inside. So the more means, what difference how you touch it up, or the same later, or there's no psal yotzei? So what it says, nafkumina is, meat eva shebechnim, means if rogue over the eva went out and the meat is still inside, see if you stole it in later, it would become osa, and also it would become osa. According to first lesson, what's inside will not be yasa. It's only yasa what's outside, not what's inside. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape. We're holding that Samech Chesom at the base in the bottom of the Gemara. We'll start over again. The Gemara said that the Marot and Eretz Yisrael, Masli Hochi. They learned like this, the machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yechanan. That before we had the locha was the Aver, the Yad that came out, before Shchita, that mutter, if it's brought back in again before Shchita. That's the gears we had before. Now, in Eretz Yisrael, learn like this to Machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, that Rav Omer Yesh Leda Le'evorim, that's called a Leda. If one Aver, if one Yad goes outside the womb, so it's called a Leda. And therefore, even if it comes back in again, still it also has Nisa Trefer on it. For Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Ein Leda Le'evorim. He holds no. Even though the Yad went out, as long as it comes back in again before Shchita, it's not called the Leda, therefore it's Mutter Bachila. So Mer says, Ma'ad B'nai, what's the difference when you learn like this Gyrus of Eretz Yisrael, a Gizel Lachav of Leda, of learning the halacha we had before, Stam, if the Eva that goes out, does it have a shame Issa Trefer on it or not? So Morris says, yes, now the difference would be, Lemeisa Miyat Eva Shivathanim. In the case, let's say, that Rav of the hand went out, but a Miyat, the minority of it, is still left inside. See if you learn, it's called a Leda, let the Eretz Yisrael learns. So according to Rav, even the Miyat that's inside would also be Yasa. Because it's called a Leda on that hand like was born already. So since Rav of it is outside, it'll be Chalan Issa upon the whole hand. But if you learn like the first Pshan, the Gemara, it's only what goes outside, it went out chutz l'mechitzas, out of the womb, that has an Issa Trefer on it. But the Miyat, the little part of the Yad that's still left inside, on that would not be Chal any Issa at all, even according to Rav. That's not Gemina, how you learn whether it's called the Yesh Leda, or Stam, whatever goes outside, has the Issa Trefer Chal on it. Now the Gemara says, he boiled, we'll have a question like this. The Divrei Yom, according to Rav Yechanan, that says, Ein Leda Le'evorim, no. That if even if one hand comes out, as long as it comes back in again before Shechita Smuta, it's not called like it was born. Hoitzi Uberes Yoda, what's going to be if the Uber, the fetus, puts out its hand, the Herzira, and then it brings it back in again before Shechita. The Chosav Hoitzi Es Yodoi, then later takes out the other hand, and again the Herzira brings it back in again before Shechita. Ashleshlim Rubai, that now it comes out of the Maisa robe of the body of this fetus, was really outside the womb. Just each little time, each part came back in again. Ma, what's the locha? Mi, I'm going to do, I say, Hanafik Leruba, that most of the body Lamaisa was outside the womb. And therefore, for sure, it's called a Leda. Therefore, it would be also now, teat this, even though you make a shchit on the mother. Or do we maybe know, Kiva on the other order, since each piece, when it went out, was less than Raif, therefore that piece by itself does not have a shame later on it. And since it came back in again, it's both of what went out. Lamaisa Rav did not go out at one time, and therefore still be mutav achila with the shechita same. And in Timtzalim, if you want to tell me in Timtzalim that kiva on the hoder, yes, since each piece came back in again, so it's not called like a lady was done, and therefore later when you make a shechita on the mother, it's smata the fetus. If so, what's going to be hoitzi uber es yodoi? Again, let's say the fetus puts out its hand v'chotcha. And now the person comes and cuts off that hand. So, by itself, could be its ain leida, because it's only a miyat of the body. It's not rov of the body. But now what happened was, v'chozov oitzi es yodoi. Then the fetus puts out a second hand. And also v'chotchi cut it out. Ad shleshlim l'rubai. Until rov of the fetus is outside, chopped off. So, ma bat v'locha. Like, do we say, the question is, what's left inside, is that going to be mutta b'shchita same? Mi Amrina do I say Hanafik Lerubai. Most of the fetus went out already, so for sure it's called the Leda. Once it has a shame laid down, the whole fetus, even the piece that's inside is also not mutter anymore, b'shchit the same. It's not called part of the mother anymore. It's called like it had a Leda, it had a birth already. Or do we maybe know? Ruba b'vasachas binan. When is it called the Leda if most of it comes out at one time? But here, since it did not come out at one time, it's not called the Leda. And therefore, the piece that's still left inside, maybe is mutter b'shchit the same. That's the shayla. So this the Gemara says, Tarshima coming here.